好，在这个地方，我想再一次的祝我们在座的所有的母亲们母亲节快乐。
Once again, I would like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
好了，很高兴今天我有这个机会在这个地方跟大家分享一些神的话语。
It's such a pleasure that I'm able to share a message with you today.
啊，那每次我要在预备讲道的时候，能够确定这个主题的话，其实对我来说是蛮花时间的一个事情。
Actually, it is a quite time-consuming task for me to determine a theme for the sermon.
啊，所以每次讲道之前的话，准备的时候，我都很想跟我的弟兄有些讨论，来帮助我确定我的主题。
Even though each time before the preparation, I always want to discuss it with my brothers.
上个主日的时候我就和村民弟兄关于这个今天的正道的主题我们就有些讨论。
And therefore, I had some discussion with our brother Chen Ming last week regarding to today's sermon.
那弟兄很善意地提醒我说这个今天的话是母亲节，所以我可以给讲一篇和母亲有关的讲道。
So, brother Chen Ming kindly reminded me that today will be Mother's Day, and therefore I better come up with a sermon that has something to do with mothers.
我觉得这个提议真的非常好，但是我真是觉得我自己还没有预备好来讲关于母亲的这样一个主题。
I think this is a great suggestion, and yet I don't think I'm ready to preach anything about mothers.
我们中国人我们常常有一句话说，我们养儿方知父母恩。
In Chinese old saying, we often say it take a parent to understand what parent was going through.
虽然我自己有两个儿女，但是因为他们年纪还小。
Even though I have two daughters myself, and yet they are still young.
特别是我还没有完全经历到大家传说中的闻之色变的 teenager 的阶段。
Even though, perhaps because my daughter, they haven't stepped into their terrible teenage year, which I've heard such infamous about.
所以我觉得我为人父为人母的这个经历还不算完整。
And therefore, I don't think I'm qualified to be called as an experienced parent.
老师，如果神允许的话，关于母亲节或者母亲的这样的一个正道，就留到五年或者十年以后再讲。
If I need to preach anything about mother, perhaps I need to wait another 5 or 10 years if God allows.
那前几天我有和 Hannah 一起读一本关于叫母亲的爱的书。
A few days ago, I read a book with my daughter Hannah, with the book about mother's love.
那书里面呢有两段话，真的让我。
There were two sentences in the book really touched my heart.
就像我今天听到的题目跟母亲节没有。
Even though today's my sermon has nothing much related to mother.
还是很想跟大家分享一下这两段话。
And yet, I still want to share with you about this two words I read from the book. Brother Chen Ming, thank you.
好，这里是我在那本书上读到的第一句话。
This is the first words that touched my heart.
那这段话呢，我把它翻译成了中文。
So I have translated this into Chinese.
这段话说到。养育一个孩子的决定是重大的，它意味着我们做出了一个永远的决定，要让我身旁走动。
Making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body.
我不知道在座的母亲对这句话是不是也有共鸣。
I wonder whether this touch your heart or not.
当你看见你身边的孩子的时候，你是不是觉得好像你的心就在你的身旁在走动
？When you look at your children, perhaps you feel your heart is also walking around outside of your body.
我们很多时候我们都知道说孩子总是很顽皮的。
Oftentimes we realize our young ones they are quite naughty.
那作家马克吐温他也说过一句这样的话。
So Mark Twain also say something like this.
他说我的成长给我母亲带了很多的麻烦。
He said, my mother had a great deal of trouble with me.
我母亲带我也非常的费尽心力，但是我想我的母亲却依然很享受这一切。
But I think she enjoyed it.
我在想在座的母亲是不是可以想一想你的感受是不是同样如此。
I wonder all the mothers here, do you resonate with his words?
啊，那四月份的有一天，我下班回到家中。
There's one day in April, I got off work and went back home.
啊，回到家中以后，汉娜呢正在看一本书，她看到我回到家，她就很开心地告诉我说，她认识了一个新朋友。
I went back home realizing my daughter Hannah was reading a book. And when she saw me, she was quite excited. And she told me she made a new friend.
那听到她这样说的话，其实我当时心里有别的事情，所以我心不在焉地回答说，嗯，很好啊。
Because there was something on my mind, so I didn't really pay attention. I just say, well, that's good.
Hannah 就继续说，她说这个新朋友非常的爱她，因为她的新这个新朋友也知道 Hannah 也很爱她。
And Hannah continued saying, this friend truly loves her because this friend knows that I love this new friend as well.
啊，他们还很经常还会互相拥抱在一起。
And they often hug one another.
啊，听到这个地方我就开始有点好奇了。
Then it start to, I start to have curiosity about this friend.
啊，那我就问 Hannah 说，我说，啊，你们这个新朋友叫什么名字？
Then I start to ask Hannah, what's her name?
那汉娜回答我说，新朋友里面叫 Fernando.
And Hannah replied, well, Fernando is his name.
我说，那 Fernando 是你们班上新来的小朋友吗？
And then I continued to ask, is Fernando someone new in your class?
汉娜摇了摇头说不是。
And Hannah shake her head say no.
她说 Fernando 是他们今天去 Sprout Creek Farm 郊游的时候遇到的一头驴子。
She continued on saying, no, Fernando is a donkey which she get to know when on school field trip.
那刚开始我就觉得是非常的好笑而已。
And once I heard, I feel this is quite funny.
但是后来我其实后来想一想，我说当小朋友当他们去爱这头叫 Fernando 的驴的时候，连驴子也知道用爱来回应。
Then I realized as children start to express their love toward the donkey also realized how to respond with love.
啊，那我很希望用这样的一个小故事可以勉励我们在座的所有的母亲。
I would like to just use this little story to encourage all the mothers here.
也许你们有时常觉得自己的小孩子像小动物一样的调皮。
Perhaps you find out your children are more like a wild animal, it's hard to tame.
真的是让你们操碎了心。
Perhaps it brought great trouble to your heart.
但是我们知道，当孩子感受到母亲对他们的爱的时候
，And however, as children realizing how much love you have poured down to them,
我想他们也会像 Fernando 一样用爱去回应。
I believe those children will respond just like Fernando. They will respond with love.
很多时候我想问大家在座的母亲，母亲节你们最期待的礼物是什么？
And perhaps I want to ask all the mothers here, what do you expect the most on Mother's Day?
按我的想法，我想得到小孩子用爱的回应，可能是各位母亲在母亲节所期望得到的最好的礼物。
I believe the greatest gift you wish to receive is the love from your children, isn't it?
那我们等一下我们开始我们今天的正道，在开始之前我们先一起低头来做个祷告。
Let us pray before the sermon.
主，我们再一次感谢你，感谢你赐给了我们的母亲。
And Lord, once again we thank you for giving us mothers.
我们的母亲给了我们无私的爱，可以让我们能够感受到主你对我们的爱。
And Lord, as our mothers show their selfless love to us, then we come to realize what the selfless love you have given to us.
主真的是教会我们知道怎么样用爱去回应我们的母亲，用爱去回应你对我们的爱。
And Lord, may you teach us how to respond with love to our mothers.
主，我们今天在这里，我们聚集，我们要来查考你的话语。
And Lord, as we gather here today, we want to study your words.
求主你的灵与我们同在，来亲自地对我们说话。
May your spirit be with us.
愿我们在这里所说的一切的话语，不是出于自己，而是出于主你自己。
So whatever we say comes from you, not from ourselves.
我们这样祷告，祈求奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.我们今天要查考的话语 是在经文在彼得前书的第二章四到六节。
Today we would like to look into a passage which is from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 to 6.
那我先用中文来读，然后再请 George 弟兄用英文来读。
I'm going to read it in Chinese first, then I'm going to ask Brother George to read it in English.
彼得前书二章四到六节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦的灵祭。因为经上说，看了，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至羞愧。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 to 6. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by man but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
好了，我想我们今天读的这段经文的话，大家都是非常熟悉的一段经文。
I believe this is a familiar passage to many of us.
啊，但是尽管很熟悉，但是我以前其实也一直不是很了解为何主要在这个地方把我们这群蒙召的基督徒成为建造灵宫的活石。
Even though it is a familiar passage to me, and yet I never come to understand why God used a living stone as an analogy to us Christians.
那相比之下，我们知道在罗马书中，我们有这样的说，把我们比喻为在基督里成为一生且互相联络的肢体，这样的比喻，我想大家都觉得会容易理解很多。
On the other hand, in the book of Romans, it was using that we are part of the body members to explain that we are all come together as a church. I think that's more understandable parable for us to understand.
我想我的疑惑，我的这不解，在几年前，我们的小区搬来了一户新邻居以后，得到了一些解答。
And however, my puzzle come to an end as I realized there was something happened in my small community a few years ago.
在我们这个小区来了一位新的邻居，他到来了以后就开始大兴土木。
There was a new neighbor happened just moved to my small community, and once he moved in, he started to do a lot of renovation and landscaping around the house.
先是在这后院建了一个游泳池。
First, he dug a hole in the ground and built a swimming pool.
接着他就开始打算在这个前院的正面砌上石头的围墙。
And soon after, he started to build a small wall around his yard.
头几天我看到他们运来了好几车的石料。
In the beginning, I saw people brought in loads of truckloads of stones.
我觉得很吃惊，我说怎么会需要这么多的石头去砌那一段其实也不算太长的一个低矮的围墙。
And I was so surprised that so many stones were moved over just to build up some wall which is not high around the front yard.
接下来的两个星期，我就看到有两三个工人围着那一大堆的石头敲敲打打。
And two, 3 weeks after the truckload of stone being moved over, I start to see all of those construction workers start to work on the wall.
但他们在敲敲打打大堆石头，但是却没看到，一直没有看到他们动手来真正的来盖那个围墙。
As they were doing their hammering and chiseling and working on the stones, and yet I didn't see any work has been done regarding to the wall building.
慢慢的过了几天以后，我就发现那大堆的石头慢慢的就变成了两堆。
However, sometimes after, I realized the big pile of the rocks and stone gradually being divided into two small piles.
而且最开始原先的那一堆也变得越来越小。
And the original pile, the size of the original pile becomes smaller and smaller.
后来在和那个做工的石匠谈话当中， 他告诉我，他说车子运来的那些石头都是粗料。
Then I start to have some conversation with the builder, and he started to tell me that all the raw material being moved over, they were just considered as the very raw rocks.
它们的形状很不规则，而且有些会有很尖锐的一些棱角。
They come with irregular shapes, and they often carry sharp edges.
它们的那个厚薄也不太一样，而且有些还带着一些很难看的一些夹杂物。
They carry different thicknesses.And also, they come with many impurity with the rock.
啊，这些粗料，这些粗糙的石头，它们都需要经过敲打，经过修整，才可以用来搭配，拼成各种不同的形状。
And all the rocks, they need to be grind and need to be shaped and need to be cut in order to be useful.
而且敲打、修整这些石料所需要的时间，往往是远远的超过了修葺。围墙本身所需要的时间。
And the time to use to shape rocks, it takes much longer time than actually putting up the wall.
而被修理、被去掉那些废料，可以占到这个原来的原料的2层到3层之多。
And all the waste being cut or chiseled away from the original rocks, could be as much as 20-30% of the rocks.
而其中最有经验最丰富的那些石匠。不是那些去砌围墙的石匠，而是那些知道如何打磨修整石头的石匠。
And they put the most experienced workers on shaping the rocks, and they let less experienced workers to try to put up the wall.
啊，果然，当他们完成了将这个粗料打磨成可用之材的过程以后，不到一周的时间，一段很漂亮的围墙就砌好了。
Truly, just one week after they shape all the stones.The wall put up in no time.
啊，我想我们信主之初，我们基督徒好像就是那一车车运过来的有棱有角的石头。
And I think about this, I realize we Christians, when we first accept the Lord, we are just like truckloads of rocks.
啊，像彼得前书第二章第一节有这样告诉我们说，我们的棱角可能是我们心中依旧存留的恶毒、诡诈，或者是假善。嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Just like the first Peter mentioned, our rough edges, perhaps just like all the malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind that we used to have.
哦，我不知道现在这个时候，在你身上那些不规则的棱角，或者你身上带的杂质是什么。
I wonder what do you still have, what type of rough edges and impurity in you?
啊，但是我想我们知道神他是最富经验的匠人。
And however, we know our God is the most experienced craftsman.
我们只有在他的手中经过他的敲打经过他的修整我们才可以成就主在我们生命当中所有的计划。
Only when we are willing to put ourselves in His hand, then He is able to shape us through His experience, and we are going to be grind into the precious rocks.
在两个星期前的一个祷，在两个星期前的祷告会当中
，About 2 weeks ago in our prayer meeting,
George 弟兄跟我们分享说，在以色列的地区有那么一种石头。
Brother George mentioned that there is a type of rocks in Palestine area.
当这些石头当他们还埋在地里的时候他们其实是蛮柔软的。
And when the rocks were still on the ground, the rock itself actually were quite soft.
那这些柔软的石头因为它们很柔软所以它们比较容易被打磨被塑造。
Because at the time when they were on the ground, those rocks can be easily shaped.
但是当这些石头挖出来以后当它们暴露在空气当中也许是因为氧化的作用，这石头就会变得非常的坚硬。
Once those rocks were carried above the ground in open air, all of a sudden, perhaps through the oxidation, the material of the rocks changed into much hardened material.
那我想这些石头就好比是我们的心。
I think about this and realize perhaps those rocks just like our hearts.
当我们刚刚信主的时候我们的心是不是也都非常的柔软
Perhaps once we accept our Lord, our hearts were quite soft, isn't it?
但是当我们的心暴露在这个世界的各种影响当中的时候
And yet once we allow our hearts to be exposed in the world
慢慢的我们的心就会变得刚硬起来
Gradually our hearts become hardened
愿我们弟兄姐妹我们可以把我们的心能够真正的扎根在主的话语当中
May we truly deep root our heart into God
我想当我们的心扎根在主的话语当中的时候就像这些石头它还埋在地里的一样
Perhaps once we deep root our heart into God's word it's just like the rocks when they were on the ground
当这石头还埋在地里的时候可以保持它们的柔软就像我们的心扎根在主的话语当中的时候我们也可以保持一颗柔软的心。
When the rocks were still on the ground, they maintained their softness. Perhaps we should maintain our hearts in God's words so we can maintain the softness of our hearts.
所以当我们有了一颗柔软的心的时候我们可以才好让主来把我们打磨让我们成为合用的活石。
While we have soft heart, we can allow God to shape us, to grind us.
我想我们都是主手中的活石只有经过主的打磨我们才可以能够彼此的连接来建造我们的教会
We are all living stone Perhaps we need to be shaped by God as living stone And therefore we can all come together as the building material for his church
但是我想被神打磨它的意义不仅在于这个地在此
I think not only that the meaning of being shaped by God is not restricted to the thing I just mentioned
我们常说神是真光。
Oftentimes we say God is the true light.
我们基督徒的使命就是要反射从神来的真光，好让世人都能认识神。
The mission of a Christian is to reflect the true light from God.
在可能是五六年前的时候，圣诞节，我那时候突发一个奇想，想说要给太太买一个戒指。
About 5-6 years ago, something came to me in my mind. I thought about perhaps I should buy a ring for my wife as a Christmas gift.
所以那个时候我就在，但我对这种东西完全不懂，不好在有网络，所以我在网络上恶补了一些关于和钻石有关的知识。
And yet I was totally ignorant about diamond, and therefore I, luckily I do have the internet, and therefore I went on internet do some cramming.
然后读了那网络上的知识以后，我才知道说，影响钻石的价值，除了我们大家都熟知的重量、纯净度和颜色之外。
Then once I get on the internet, I realize there are several factors to evaluate a diamond. Perhaps not only through the carat, clarity and color.
还有一个很重要的就是它的切工。
And there's another important factor about the diamond is the cut.
切工的好坏其实是评价一个钻石的一个最重要的标准之一。
And actually, in order to evaluate how good a diamond is, it's one of the most important factor is the cut.
而且这个切工的好坏对这个钻石看上去是不是美观悦目起着最为关键的作用。
And actually, it is the critical factor of how to make this diamond look good.
而且拥有一个完美的或者近乎完美的切工的钻石往往不超过所有钻石的两成。
A perfect cutting of the diamond usually cannot be found more than 10 or 20% of total diamond.
一个再好的钻石的原料如果没有经过匠人的雕磨也不会显得闪烁耀眼。
And no matter how good the raw material of the diamond are, without the cutting of a very experienced craftsman, the shine and the luster of the diamond cannot be shown.
好了，我这里有一个图 okay, 给大家补充一点这个钻石的知识。
And here, here's a diagram. I'm trying to help us to understand how to evaluate a good diamond.
所以看到这个钻石它有不同的这个切的切工不同有的切的太浅有的切的太深但是你发现只有中间的那个当它有个完美的切割的时候它才可以把射入的光线能够完全的反射出去
From the diagram we realize there are actually several different types of cuts Sometimes it's too shallow or too deep But only when you have an ideal cut Then you can reflect all the light
那我想我们基督徒也是同样的如此。
I think it is same, which is, can be applied to us Christians.
如果我们没有经过匠人的手，我们展示给他人的还是我们自己的老我的那一面。
If we haven't been shaped by the craftsman, what we reflect is still our old carnal self.
我们就会像那些缺少光泽的钻石的原石一样。
And then we are just like those raw diamonds.
好，这里有一个钻石的原石的一个图片。
And here is the pictures of raw diamonds.
啊，你看到这个钻石的原石真的是非常的不起眼。
And once you see those stones, you think they are just regular stone.
所以就像这些原石一样，如果我们没有经过匠人的手，我们也没有办法将神的真光带给我们周遭的人。
Perhaps we are just like those raw diamond stones. Without the cutting of a very experienced craftsman, no light can be shone from us.
啊，所以我给大家，我举这个例子，不是要让弟兄们去给自己的太太买钻戒。
What I'm saying here is I'm not encouraging all the brothers to buy diamonds for your wives.
啊，那我在这里只想提醒说，我们不论在教会的建造方面，还是在为主做见证上，我们都需要有主的打磨。
But rather, I would like to encourage us all that no matter we are coming together as the building block of the church or going out as a testimony for the Lord,
我们知道打磨或这个雕磨是一个破碎让老我褪去的这样一个过程。
We all need to be grind and shaped by the Lord, and we realize those shaping process is actually a broken process.
我想按照我们自己的意志，按照我们自己的想法，也许没有人愿意接受这样的破碎，接受这样的敲打。
Perhaps none of us would like to receive such a breaking impact and broken process.
但是我们唯有经历了匠人的打磨，我们才可以真正的成为主手中的活石，为主所用。
And yet, only going through this process, we can be useful as a living stone in our Lord's hand.
我想，也许有人可能还会问我说：“那如果我们已经被磨成了形状规则的石头以后，我们是不是就一定可以联络起来得合适，渐渐的成为主的圣殿？”
Then perhaps you may ask, once we are shaped into a particular building block.Is it enough that we can all come together as the house of God?
我想其实的答案是否定的。
And actually, I would like to say the answer is negative.
我们下面还有一个图。
And here's another diagram.
我们可以看到这里其实有很，我用这个图片来表达不同的石头。
And here I'm using a diagram to represent different shapes of building blocks.
你看我们有活石章、活石周、活石赵、活石李、活石，有很多不同的。
And we see here, we see living stone Joe, we see a living stone Tom, and living stone Peter.
但是我们看到边上还有一些是很杂乱无章的石头在右边。
And we also see there another pile of stones which are not in regular shape.
所以你看到当周围那些石头如果他们的摆放是杂乱无序的摆放在一起的时候，他们就没有办法来填满整个的空间。
As you can see, if those irregular stones, they are not being arranged properly, they cannot fill the gaps in space.
所以我想用这个图来告诉大家，我们要建成主的圣殿，我们还需要有基督耶稣做我们房屋的头块房角石。
And here I would like to encourage us all, not only once we are shaped, we need to be arrangedAnd we need to see Jesus Christ as our living stone in order to come together to build up the house of God.
Yeah, 当我们有主耶稣基督成为这个我们教会的头块房角石的时候，他确定了我们教会的位置，确定了我们的方向，之后的每一块石头他所要做的就是照着头块房角石来摆放自己的位置。
Only when we arrange Jesus Christ as the cornerstone of the house, then we can all come together and align ourselves to and arrange the rocks together to build up this house.
我们可以说，一栋房屋是否是坚固，是否是平直，关键就要看它作为基准的头块房角石。
And oftentimes we want to judge whether a house is strong, sturdy or not.Oftentimes, it truly only depends on the cornerstone, the first rock of the house.
我想不单是主的圣殿，其实小到我们人的一生， 大到一个国家和民族，其实都是同样的道理。
And actually, the same rule not only applied to the house of God, but also to our family, to our people, and to the nations. We all need to have a strong foundation.
在以赛亚书十九章十三节有这样说到。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 19,
以赛亚书十九章十三节有这样说到，所安的首领都变为愚昧，挪弗的首领都受了迷惑。当埃及支派防脚石的，使埃及人走错了路。
Chapter 19, verse 13, the official of Zoan have become fools. The leaders of Memphis are deceived. The cornerstones of her peoples have led Egypt astray.
索安和挪弗都是埃及当时的重要的城市。
Zoan and Memphis are two major cities at the time.
当他们的领袖被错误地当成埃及的防脚石时，他们就将埃及人带入了歧途。
When the officials and the leaders of these two cities are mistakenly treated as the leaders of the nations, and they will lead the entire nation into astray.
与这个相对应的是，我们的主耶稣基督却是经过试验过的石头。
And yet, on the other hand, our cornerstone, Jesus Christ, is the one who has been tested.
而且它是我们稳固的根基，是宝贵的防脚石。
And,
信靠的人必不着急。
And he is our precious stone being tested, and he is our foundation.
他已经为我们做了一个定位，就是要我们成为圣洁。
And he has set a tone for us that is asking us to be holy.
他也为我们指出了一个方向，能够使我们超越死亡。进入永生的荣耀。
And he also gave us a way and direction that is to overcome death and to be glorified.
房屋的头块房脚石，它不只是一个好像纪念性或者装饰性的奠基石而已。
So the first rock of the house, the cornerstone, it's not only used for as a memory of the building of the house.
主耶稣基督也更不是我们教会的一个点缀而已。
And Jesus Christ himself definitely is not just a decoration of the church.
我们要看重房角石，绝不仅仅只是把它放在一个明显的位置，好像当作一个摆设而已。
To treat the cornerstone as an important icon of the church doesn't mean we need to place it in a very visible place, and that is it.
就像我们这里的，现在不在了。就像我们本来是有这里十字架，十字架不只是一个装饰品而已。
Just like the cross right here, the cross itself, it's not just a decoration.
这就像我们不能只是将神放在我们的口中，而我们的心却依旧偏离它。
Just like we don't only do lip service about God, and we only mention God, and yet there's no God in our heart.
我们也不能只是嘴上说求神的带领。但是一到行动上，我们就仍然按照我们自己的计划来行事。
And dear us, not to say, may we pray for the leading of God, and yet we never pay attention to God's leading.
我们要承认头块房角石的功用，就是要承认它是我们建造教会的基准。
We must submit and attest the function of the cornerstone for the church, and submit to the leading of the cornerstone.
我们知道，当我们在建房时，我们能够确立了这个房角石以后，在我们建造的过程当中，我们难免还是会因为这样或者那样的一些问题，会产生一些偏差。
Once we affirm the function and the purpose of the cornerstone, it doesn't mean we won't go through troubles as we start to build up the building.
如果我们没有经过调教的话，我们一些小的偏差，日积月累，也可能会导致房屋的坍塌。
If we don't constantly align ourselves and to arrange ourselves in a proper position, even a very small deviation can cause big trouble in the later on building.
所以我们要学习的是，我们要学习来舍己，时刻按着这个头块房角石来校准自己前面的方向。
And therefore, we have to constantly remind ourselves to to have a mindset of self-sacrificing and constantly align ourselves to the cornerstone.
啊，那我不知道，我小时候读书以前，那时候也没有什么玩具，那就有时候我们可以得到一些磁铁。我很好奇，为什么有些材料是有磁性的，而有些材料是没有磁性的？
I remember when I was young, my family was poor, so I did not have many toys, and yet I did have opportunity to play with a magnet. I always wonder why there are some rocks which carry the magnetic characteristics.
啊，那后来我们进了中学以后，我们的物理老师他才用我们能够懂的浅显的语言来告诉我们。
Only after I entered middle school, my middle school teacher started to use a very simple language, try to tell us the reason why there are rocks which can attract to one another.
他告诉我们说，他说其实一些没有磁性的材料里面也是有很多有磁性的小单元来组成的。
He was telling us, actually, all the materials carry magnetic units. All the materials have those small units. They were all composite together into big material.
啊，但是这些小的有磁性的单元，它们是杂乱无序的排列在一起，以至于它们的磁性就相互的抵消掉了。
And however, most material were rocks. They composite with the small units of magnets in disordered fashion, and therefore it doesn't carry any magnetic force.
啊，那我想我们每一个神的家，我们也有很多许许多多的热心、有才华的弟兄姐妹。
I realize it in the same way. In God's house, we have full of people who have passion. We have full of talents.
啊，那这些弟兄姐妹，他们也像一个个有磁性的小单元一样。
That all the individual brothers or sisters, we just like small unit of magnet.
那所以所有的这些弟兄姐妹这小单元，如果我们不能按照头块房角石来校准自己的方向的话，
And however, all those small units, if we don't align to the cornerstone,
那每一个弟兄姐妹，我们的热心努力就会变得毫无果效。
And then all of our functions and talents can become disoriented and in disordered fashion, and the force among one another will cancel out one another.
但是当我们能够都按照这块头块的房角石来校准我们前面的方向的时候，我们这样的教会就必然会显出吸引人心的磁性。
And yet, if we try to align ourselves together with the cornerstone, and this church will become can carry out a very strong magnetic force, which can attract people's heart.
这样我们也才能把人带到主的面前，来和神来建立关系。
Then we can all together bring people before God to let them to see God.
啊，那我不知道，其实请春明弟兄再把前面的那个slides 能不能再放一下。我在这个图中不知道大家有没有注意到，其实我这里画的这些石头并不都是一样的大小。
And if you can see the diagram here, you will realize all different rocks actually are in different sizes.
啊，有大有小。
They are big rocks or small rocks.
啊，那前面我前面提到那个石匠，他也告诉我们说，他们不单需要把石头打磨成合适的形状，还需要将一些大的石头破碎成小石块。
One thing I didn't mention to you is that when I talked to this experienced builder, he mentioned that he not only sometimes need to shape the rocks, sometimes he need to break the big rocks into small pieces.
然后他们才可以用这小的石块去填补有空隙的地方，才能够形成非常紧密的结合。
And the builder then can take the small piece of rocks in to fill in those gaps.
他这样做出来的围墙才会既美观又坚固。
Then the wall that being built can have a good appearance and yet it's very strong.
啊，那些看起来好像不起眼的小石头，也常常会放在一些容易被人忽略的地方。
Even though the small rocks oftentimes are placed in an quite invisible places.
但是他们还是同样起着重要的功用。
And yet they carry very important function.
如果我们把它给挪开的话，
If we remove those small rocks,
它同样 会对这个围墙的这个坚固带来极大的影响。
And yet you, removing such rocks will endanger the integrity of the wall.
啊，我想这样的一个道理对我们大家来说都很不都不陌生。
I believe this is a common sense to many of us.
啊，以前我在家里，我去啊，要固定我们家的音箱的支架。
I remember in the past I tried to set up a speaker stand in my house.
那我知道说在这个音箱支架的这个柱子当中。我们先要放一些大的石块。
I realized when I built my speaker stand, I need to fill in the stand, with rocks in the middle.
当我们先把这个大的石块放进去以后，我们还最后还可以再加入很多一些小的石头。
First, I need to fill in big rocks, and afterwards, I can fill in small rocks.
这样这个音响的支架它可以装入更多的石头来，好增加它的重量。让它更加的稳固，不会一碰就倒。
So the stand can carry a lot of weight, can make it much more sturdy for the speaker.
在教会当中，我们的弟兄姐妹就像是大小不一的石头。
In the church, in the same way, we are like rocks with different sizes.
我们有不同的性情，我们有不同的经历，我们有不同的属灵的身量，这都决定了我们不可能是完全一样的石头。
We all have different temperament. We have different character. We have different emotional trait, which make us all unique.
但是我想重要的是，我们都应该成为主手中的活石。
And yet, the most important thing is we need to allow ourselves become the living stone in God's hand.
我们既需要在教会当中，我们既需要有大石头去带领教会的各项的重要的施工。
We need big rocks in the church to lead the church to handle important ministries.
同样的，我们也需要很多很多的小石头去填补我们教会的各样的不足或者是破口。
And yet, we need many small rocks and stones to fill in gaps within the church.
在圣经当中，我们看到神他不但拣选了像彼得、保罗这样为主建立教会的门徒。
And in the scripture, we realize, God not only have chosen the important disciples like Paul and Peter.
同样的，他也拣选了像约翰和巴拉巴这些在爱中劝慰弟兄，在爱中坚固弟兄的门徒。
He has also chosen disciples like John and Barnabas who can strengthen others through their love.
我想我们在教会当中，我们真的不必纠结于我们自己这块石头是块大石头还是块小石头。
Oftentimes, we do not need to evaluate ourselves and focusing whether I'm a big rock or small rock.
我们也更不用好像去问神说，为什么我们自己不能像有这个弟兄或者那个姐妹一样的这样或者那样的恩赐。
Or perhaps we shouldn't add a challenge or ask God, why shouldn't I have the talent like the sister or brother next door?
我们也不用也不需要跟神说。神为什么我们没有办法能够成为教会里面那大块的石头？
It is not necessary for us to ask God, why shouldn't I be the big rock in the church?
因为神其实早就告诉我们，我们看待我们自己要合乎中道。
For God has already told us to see us properly.
我们不论
see ourselves properly.
不论是大还是小，我们都是神手中的活石。
We need to think ourselves with sober judgment, no matter we are big or small, we are the living stone in His hand.
我想我们要做的其实是等候神的手将我们放在适合我们的位置。
What we need to do is wait upon the Lord and wait for God to place us into a proper place.
然后我们在大小的事上我们都能够一样的来忠心为主。
And then we can become faithful no matter it's in big ministry or small ministries.
我们 一起为主做工，成为主忠心良善的仆人。
We all come together and labor for the Lord, so we all become the faithful and good faithful servant for the Lord.
我前面的那个图我给大家看到了，钻石的原石其实真的是没有任何吸引人的地方。
As the picture I've shown you before, the raw diamond material, it's truly not something attractive.
如果想家里有小小孩的，是不是看到这样的石头觉得说和你们家的小孩子在沙坑里玩耍以后带回家那些宝石没有什么两样。
Perhaps some of the children, some of your children may play some rocks and sometimes they will bring home from their playground. And oftentimes you will see those rocks are no different from the diamonds.
但是我们知道说，但是我们知道如果将这 钻石的原石，我们当外面的那一层磨去以后，它们就可以变得光彩夺目，而被人珍藏，世代相传。
And however, we also realize once the diamond has been cut with very skilled craftsmen, once the shell has been grinded, it become precious diamonds which can pass on for generations.
主耶稣是神所拣选、所宝贵的房角石。
Jesus Christ is the precious cornerstone which has been chosen by God.
他没有显赫的身世。
He did not come from a well-known family.
他也没有气度不凡的外表。
He doesn't have a good appearance.
他也没有什么令人羡慕的学历或者职业。
He may not have high education, which are envied by many.
他因此被世人所弃。
And therefore, he was despised by many.
我想在我们教会生活当中，我们要学习，要避免像那些愚妄的世人，只看到他人外表上的不足。
In the church, we must also learn, let us not to have an evaluation like the world. We only focus on people's appearance.
我们要学习能够怎么样在弟兄姐妹的外表之下，能够看到神在他们的身上所赐下的恩赐和恩典。
But rather, we have an eyesight from God to evaluate each brother and sister, not from their experience, but their inside value in God's eye.
作为主手中的活石，我们可能也会像这头块的房角石一样，不讨世人的喜悦。
Perhaps once we become the living stone in God's hand, we may just like be treated like the cornerstone, which will be despised.
因为我想，当我们跨出信心的一步，成为神的儿女的时候，我们的生命已经开始发生了变化。
I believe once we step forward with our faith,And we are actually in the process of going through the transformation of our life.
我们的喜好或者说我们的价值观也变得与世人有所不同。
Our liking and value system are begin to change from the world.
让我们的主他知道我们要经历的一切。
And our Lord, He knows whatever we are about to go through.
而且他自己亲自的经历过，而且已经得胜。
And He Himself truly has experiences, and He has overcame it.
所以我想鼓励我们弟兄姐妹，即使我们前面我们的作为不被世人所理解，我们也不必灰心沮丧。
And I would like to encourage all of us, even though sometimes whatever we do cannot be understood by the world, andLet us not to be despair.
我想我们的价值已经不再建立在世人的肯定之上。
Because our value system is no longer being built upon the world's approval.
我们的内心也不应再被世人的评价所左右。
And our heart no longer can be steered by the world.
我们不应效法这个世界，而要立志讨神的喜悦。
Let us not conform to the world and only follow the heart of our Lord.
就像使徒保罗在加拉太书第一章第十节所说的。
Just like Paul, our disciple, mentioned in the book of Galatians.
他在加拉太书第一章十节所说，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please them, I would not be a servant of Christ.
感谢神，他不但拣选我们做了他的儿女。
Thank our Lord, not only he has chosen us to become his children,
他也是我们的匠人。
He is also our builder.
他要磨练我们，好让我们成为那建造圣殿的活石。
He is going to grind us, shape us, and break us in order to become the living stone.
若没有经过匠人的打磨，我们就不能去掉我们身上的棱角。
Without the shaping of this craftsman, we cannot get rid of all the rough spots of our life.
我们也没有办法来改变我们不规则的形状。
And we cannot change the irregularity of our life.
我们也没有办法像那些有完美切工的钻石一样， 向世人反射出神所照射的真光。
And we cannot shine like a diamond stone being cut in order to reflect the true light from the Lord.
神他不单是我们的匠人，他还赐下主耶稣基督成为那头块的房角石。
God is not only our builder, He also gave us Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
好让我们每一块的活石都可以实时的来校准我们自己的方向。
So all of us living stones can align with this cornerstone and to put ourselves in a regular and orderly fashion.
主的家中的每一块活石大小不一，各不相同。
In God's house, we have all different shapes of rocks.
求主将我们每一块活石都放在适当的位置。
May we ask our Lord to place ourselves in a proper position.
让我们学习如何和我们的弟兄姐妹，我们一起搭配，能让我们的教会更加的坚固。
So we can may all work together to properly to build up the house of God.
我们是主手中的活石，而不是掌握在人的手中。
We are the living stone in God's hand, not in man's hand.
我们也许不讨这世人的喜悦。
We are not here to please man or seeking for their approval.
但我们的价值在于我们和神的关系。
Our value is based upon our value before the Lord.
愿我们更加体贴神的心意。
May we truly follow after His heart.
为主所用，好成就他在我们每一个弟兄姐妹身上的旨意。
To be used by Him in order to fulfill His will for us.
好，我们一起来低头祷告。
May we pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你来塑造我们。
May you come and shape us.
求你让我们有一颗柔软的心。
May you give us a soft heart.
好让我们真的是愿意来接受主你的打磨你的塑造。
So we are willing to receive your breaking and grinding.
主，因为我们知道若不是经过你手的打磨。
And Lord, we understand if not going through your grinding and shaping.
我们没有办法成就主你在我们每一位弟兄姐妹身上所有的旨意。
It is impossible for us to fulfill your will upon us.
主，我们谢谢你把这样的话语教给我们。
And Lord, we thank you for your words.
让我们学习一个舍己的功课，学习顺服在主你的手中。
To teach us a lesson of submission.
我们这样祷告祈求，都是奉靠主得胜的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.